ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
We know the grace of our Lord Jesus. Though he was rich, for our sakes he became poor, so that we through his poverty might become rich. You wake up in your body. That's looking at another mirror. That one is telling you your body is sick. Then you pick up the correct mirror. Wow, himself took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. By the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. Greater is he that lives in me than he that is in the world. I am of God and have overcome the world. I stand upon the word of God. I am healed. That's what the mirror says. Pastor cannot look in everybody's mirror. Do your own. Tell your neighbor, do it yourself. You have a pain in your body. You're waiting till you come to church. You might be running late. You might be running mega late. Get your own Bible. I don't understand. You visit people in hospital. They are watching television. I don't get you. I don't get you. Because the television... Okay, I don't know about your own television here. Where I come from, the television is rubbish. So when you're in hospital, I don't expect you, if you plan to come home, for me to meet you. You know, some people, it's the only time they get sorry cards. We miss you. That's the only time people say hello to them. So they like it in hospitals. No matter how five star your hospital is, I don't want. Is the hospital your house? I'd rather go home. But no matter what the situation is, look at the mirror of the word of God by... Before you come to pastor with your prayer point, make sure you have looked at the mirror and you have determined what you are and who you are in the mirror. So that when you come, pastor is joining his faith with faith, not faith with unbelief. Thereby making the journey very long, tiring, difficult. Church, do it yourself. This woman, the only reason she has a testimony is because she did the badgering and the battering by herself. The woman in Luke 18. No more prayer contractors. I said to people, I don't do prayer contracting. Don't farm out your job to me. Hey, pastor, please pray for me so that my child will enter university. Do you know what I did for my own child to enter university? 2 years ago. 2 years ago, by the grace of God, my son is quite academic. But he doesn't take academics to enter medical school. Because everybody comes with a star. It's not only your child that has a star that wants to be a doctor. And NHS has only limited space. 2 years ago, the Lord said to me, if you want a space, create a space. By the way, let me tell you, 1990, I was in Jos. I don't want you to work out my age. I was in Jos, National Youth Service. And as I was crossing the street one day, I just heard the Spirit of God say to me, anything you don't make happen, forget. I said, Holy Ghost, please, don't leave it only to me. Because sometimes I'll be too lazy to make it happen. He said, yes, there's space for that. Where sometimes you get healed by the move of the Holy Ghost. Church, there are only two ways, not only two ways, but there are two major ways to receive from God. God sends a man of God, they pray for you, and you get it. But that's not a guarantee that you keep it. But the major way to receive from God, the Bible says, the just shall live by without faith. It is impossible to please. So you have to take your own victory by faith, by yourself. So going back to my story. So 2 years ago, the Lord said to me, if you want one, you know, everybody on that list, everybody that will attend the interview, we already have the A-stars. So it's not a problem. Your son is not the only one that gets A-stars in the country. NHS has only a few spaces. If he wants one, create one. I didn't bother going to my pastor, which is my husband, because he would just tell me, what's your problem? Are you the one that wants to be a doctor? So I thought to myself, okay, yes. Took my sheet of, oh, my notes, the one I wrote on is not here. Another one. Was it on my phone? So I wrote down my confessions. I said, Lord, the Bible says Esther. She was there in the beauty competition with other beautiful women. She had grounds that others had. What's her other ground that is higher? It says the ground of favor. I wrote that down. It was me. Even my son didn't care about all this gymnastics I was doing. You know, these children, do they care? You just pay the school fees. What's your own? They will soon join me when they become parents. Anyway, I started declaring the word of God. I said, in the name of Jesus, I create for my son a space in a highly acclaimed medical school in the United Kingdom. I declare that it is without delay, denial. I declare that every single interview that my son attends, he is being selected over and above on the grounds of favor. I began to declare. I'm talking about 2 years in advance. Say to your neighbor, do it yourself. And then I began to get a bit jittery when everything was getting close. And the Lord said to me, relax. You already created your space. Don't lose it, because you can lose it with your jittery self. Relax. Just, he gives me perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. He gives me perfect peace, whose mind, I'm telling you, the things you do without before coming to church. Let me tell you the truth. Sometimes we're all in church acting. So that you're sitting nicely. I've been in church for too long to know that most of it is acting. In your heart and in my heart, we know at what point in time we're not acting. And more, we want to act less, isn't it? So that you are sitting down nice and cool, calm, collected in church does not mean that you know what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about does not usually take place in church. It takes place where the devil is harassing you. How many times does the devil harass you in church? Not much. How dare he? We have a roll call for those that are in church in Hebrews chapter 12. And his name didn't show up. Did you see the devil there? Where it says it's the gathering of the saints of God with the innumerable company of angels to the church of the firstborn. How dare the devil come to such a meeting? That's why he doesn't come. But he's waiting in your house. So that when you say, hey, my son, he's very brilliant. He's going to be an astronaut. You say, hey, is it a godless astronaut you want or a godly one? And I made up my mind I want a godly one. So I had to do some things to keep my children on the straight and narrow and still keep them very high intellectually, right? It doesn't come by cheap wishful thinking. It's work. I'm not talking about works of the law. These are works of righteousness. Amen. There are works that follow your righteous state. And that is the one I'm saying you have to do it yourself. Tell your neighbor again, do it yourself. Speak to diseases by yourself. Speak to your financial situation by yourself. This woman, the Bible, Jesus was teaching. She said that she knew that this man did not fear God, did not care about who she was, but the woman had determined in herself that you and your godless self, you are going to do exactly what I want. You are going to say to your finances that you are going to do exactly what I want. By the way, they brought that handbag from the aeroplane to meet me where I was standing at the conveyor belt. Because I don't lose things. I don't. Even if it is a little earring. Pastor Mrs., I don't. You know why? I will give, but I will not lose. Come back home. I called one of my bracelets for 2 years. I said, you make your way back to me. I paid for you. You make your way back to me all the way. Because the Bible says in the book of Job that the righteous man takes inventory of his stock. None is found missing. So if I take inventory and they say the stud of my earring, you know, women understand what I'm saying. The stud of my earring is missing. No. That means that the inventory is less one item. You know what? I will find it and then I will give it out. That's my choice. You don't force things on me, Mr. Devil. No. Why must you force me to lose things? No. 2 years, I called it. After 2 years, I don't know whether an angel or a demon. I don't care. Just put it where I will find it. And I taught my children the same thing. One day my son, sorry, technology people. I didn't know that all these games that they play, I didn't know it was expensive. I thought it was £3.99. And my husband is one of them. You know, all these gadgets I'm playing and all that. I'm thinking, I don't buy anything, any toy. Pastor says, any toy that's more than £5, I'm not buying. So my husband is the one that buys those expensive toys. So one day, Christmas time, he says, oh, please help me to buy these toys for these children. I don't have time to go to the shop. I said, okay. I got to the shop. I gave him the names. Gave the man the names. He said, oh, yes, madam, that will be £79.98, please. I said, it must be wrong. I said, oh, I must have given you the wrong item. Just hold on. Serve other people. It's not me you're serving. So I went and I phoned my husband. I said, are you sure? It's usually like £40 each. I said, you mean these children are playing with £40 stuff? £40 is like a week's wage. When I first got to England, I used to earn £40 a week. And I'll pay travel card for £80 a week. How much for their family? Ha! I said, this is not a nice way to spend money. I bought it. Angry. Christmas came. You know, children, they're playing. They don't realize how much you paid. You know what? Over the Christmas period, you know, early in the new year, we went to church one evening. He was playing the thing. So when we got home, I said, because every time I'm like, where's that game? Let me see it. Okay, put it back in the box. So this one, and I said, where's that game? My son froze. Mom, I think he might be in church. Which church? Oh yeah, put on your shoes. We're walking to church. Now church is 35 minutes drive. I said, but you know what? We're walking because I'm going to smack you all the way. You know, I threatened it and I'm not supposed to, you know. We have social workers here. Anyway, so I said, if I open my eyes, you know, like our mothers used to, and if I close my eyes and I open it after 5 seconds, and you don't give me that game, I will teach you a lesson today. My son knew that it might be true. This woman will teach me a lesson. He ran into the sitting room. I didn't even know until I saw later. He ran into this. I started pacing in the name of Jesus. I don't lose things. Where is this thing? Angels. He was calling angels, calling everything. He was calling this. You know what? After 30, because I was prepared to drive back to church to go look for it because it was £40. I don't understand. Anyway, this boy now comes. Oh, mom, here it is. I said, what? I knew he didn't bring it home. He said, Mom, I don't know what happened. Whether an angel put it on the hem of my shokoto, because we call it shokoto, on the hem of my shokoto, or I forgot it there. But Mom, as far as I know, God has helped me. Here is the game. Praise the Lord. Teach your children, the word works. Anytime, the word works. Now tell me, you said to me, how long does it take to walk? I don't know. God has no wall clock. God doesn't wear Swiss wristwatches. He owns the heavens and the earth. I did not come here to tell you, take you 1 minute. I didn't say it will be instant or not instant, because both of them have the capacity of happening. But you know what? You can still make it happen. Tell your neighbor, do it yourself. Don't wait to go to the pharmacy to get to get your paracetamol before you speak to the headache. And I did not say don't use medicine. Okay? If you need your medicine, use it. But speak to the headache. While it's pounding, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you, headache. I command you to loose your grip of my head, of my body, of the tissues and the cells of my body. I command you to stop. You say, but I did that last time. It didn't stop. How many times did Jesus tell them to do it? We don't know. Unless you want to add to the scriptures. Jesus just said in Mark 11, the way we do dominion is that you say to the mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea. And then you don't doubt in your heart. I didn't say your head. Did you notice that Mark 11 does not say your head? It says you don't doubt in your, because that's where the word of God is. You can have so much pounding through your head. So do you know how many bad thoughts were running through this head? Sometimes you're like, look, head, I pack you. But on your inside, you should have come to a place of oneness with the word of God. And then you begin to decree. And you begin to declare. That is what makes your prayer life worth it. And then you don't start doing, contracting your prayer points. Please, oh, I'm praying for water. Please, oh, I'm praying for work. No. Oh, Pastor, I trust God for a new job. Please stand with me. And this is the scripture I'm standing on. It's okay. I can handle that. But that you will be sleeping and eating food as you like, and then I'll be the one fasting and praying. Just don't be upset when I'm the one that is blessed. That's why lots of pastors are blessed. They're the ones praying. They're the ones fasting. And then you sit down and say, that pastor is getting... Yeah, but it was in his spirit that the word of God that he was... You gave him that scripture, right? He meditated on it. Whose spirit did he go to? Come and collect now. Praise God. So church, let us grow up. Let's stop being dependent, totally dependent on another person. Don't let another person run your Christianity for you. Do it yourself. In fact, when you're talking, when we're even talking dominion, I'm saying, don't even ask God to come and heal you. Pastor, are you sure this woman is not heretic? Jesus said, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. And then you have the audacity to be coming to Jesus. Jesus, oh, come and heal my pigeon. Eh? Jesus will just be looking at you. Even Apostle Paul, he wanted to try it with God. Did you notice? 2 Corinthians chapter 12. He said, this thing torn in my flesh. Some people say it's all sorts of things, but the Bible says it's an enemy. He's a messenger of Satan. So I know it's not from God. So it says, a thorn in his flesh. And he said he went to God to, you know, God, take it now. This is Apostle Paul. What did Jesus answer him? My grace is what? You have what it takes. Deal with it. This is dominion. We are kings on earth. The Bible says in the word of the king, there is power. The reason why it's taking long for us to see what we have spoken is because we have not practiced this skill long enough. When you are good at it, it's just like that. The one I'm good at, let me tell you, you know, Sometimes I'm driving late to church. That's not good. Don't come late to church. But sometimes I'm driving late to church and I'm thinking, wow, I'm going to need a parking space. So before I leave home, I'm declaring it's a safe and secure journey all the way to church. I declare clear roads, green lights, safe and secure parking right next to church. If you don't do it in the small things, when the big things come, you won't be able to handle it. Because it will come with pressure. It will come with pain. And then that pain will make you say, it's the will of God, let me die. I don't believe in your, it is the will of God, let me die. God doesn't kill people that are useful to him on the planet. That's another day's discussion. Because religion will tell you that it is the will of God for a 14-year-old who's just coming into his, into just waking up to life. He says, it's the will of God. Let's leave it. You know? Oh, you're long. Everything. Oh, you're long. For those that understand, God understands everything. So it's not new that you said God understands. What's news there? But what you don't understand is that you have not taken your place of dominion. Now, I didn't say that crises don't happen. There's something called war casualties. I didn't say that I haven't had times that I've seemingly lost battles, because I don't even think I lost. But seemingly lost battles. Like my sister went home to be with the Lord at a tender age of 40. Now, that was a bad casualty of war. But you know what? She's in a better place. So I'm not going to keep myself over it. See you later, baby girl. I'm not saying that I'm callous. Sometimes I still think of her and I miss her. But your place of position does not, of dominion, does not allow you to wallow in bad news. Do you know why the news, the 12 spies, do you know why the 10 spies, you know why they were called, why it the Bible reported it as an evil report for the 10 people? Do you know why? Because what they said, there was no lie in the daylight. They said they saw pomegranates. They said they saw huge grapes. They said they saw land flowing with figs. But they also said they saw sons of Anak. They saw giants. But the part that made it a bad report is that they now said, we were like grasshoppers in their eyes. So we're not talking about you lying now and say, oh, I'm not sick. That's not what the scripture says. The scripture says you call the things that be not as though they were, not the things that be as though they were not. So when you are feeling symptoms in your body, you're not saying, I'm not sick. You know how Nigerians do? They say, I'm strong. Oh God, what is wrong with you? I'm strong. Why did you pick my call yesterday? Because I was strong. If you were strong, you should have picked my call. Why is then you begin to understand Nigerian lingo that actually he meant he wasn't feeling well. That you have challenges does not mean that you are down completely. Even if it looks like you are down, you are not out. You need to exercise your own dominion regularly so that you can get better at it. So many stories. One day I came back on my way to work, or on my way back from work, I just heard this thing in my car. It's like somebody was sitting in my car. You're not going to see your husband again today. That in the morning was the last time you saw him. Meaning what? I just parked my car. I opened all the doors. Yeah, get out. You foul spirit of the liar, get out. And from that moment, my husband will live and not die. My husband will live and not die. Okay. Everything was just normal. I got to church, saw him, church, and then we got home. We had to call A and E. What is the matter? My chest. This is years ago, maybe 13 years ago, or 14. I said, meanwhile, in the afternoon, I had dealt with this foul spirit, and then he kept yanking at me throughout the night when my husband was on those machines, something. I said, see, I told you, this is the last time. No. And then I had to stay home because I had a little baby then. I had to stay home. They said, you see, they will soon phone you. Wait for the phone call. I said, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. My husband will live and we will not die. The guy came home in the morning. He said to me, if you see how they were wheeling people away that had died in front of me. You use your mouth. If you see how God created, you know it was his mouth he used before he started using his hands. And Pastor said earlier on about nations, praying for nations. In the book of Exodus, not quite sure of my, I think it's Exodus. I'll get the scripture for you in a minute. When Joshua was fighting the Amalekites, you remember it? When Joshua was fighting the Amalekites in the valley of Sidon, Aaron and Hur were on the mountain with Moses. And Moses' hands were up. Do you remember that scripture? Sorry, it wasn't in my notes, so I'll find it for you. Moses' hands were up. And as long as his hands were up, who was winning? God's people. As long as his hands were down, who was winning? The enemy. So, when they saw that the battle was getting hotter and hotter, and Moses was getting tired, why didn't they send more soldiers to the valley? Read that story when you get home. You find out that it wasn't more soldiers that they sent to the valley. They sent more soldiers to the mountaintop. They got Aaron and Hur to hold up Moses' hands. Hallelujah. So before you start putting in things in place on the physical, make sure that in the spiritual you have got things in place. Hallelujah. So this morning I just want to encourage you. Pray for yourself by yourself. You need a prayer partner, yes, but that is to encourage you, not to pray for you. Even the Holy Ghost came to help us, not to pray for us. Hallelujah. So I want you to remember this, that I don't have to wait till things get bad when I now need like 3, 4, 5, 10 men of God to be praying. And there's no guarantee. But one thing you can guarantee is that the word of God will not fail you. I used to listen to a man of God called Nove Hayes, an elderly man of God. And he says, when we come to church and the gifts of spirit is moving, yeah, God can reach you and meet your needs. But he may not. He can heal a broken heart in church, but he may not. But the one that can never be denied is the one that person says, Lord, at your word, I stand on your word. You said you heal the brokenhearted. I receive healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. That can never fail you. Why? Because you have personally taken God's word by yourself. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 32, Moses said to the children of Israel in verse 47, he says, this word of God is your life. It's not a vain thing. It is your own life. In other words, it will give you life. It will sustain you. He said it will give you inheritance. What is it? What is it that this word of God does not cover? What has happened is that we have outsourced our different parts of our lives to different people. Recover it and begin to run it under the leadership of the Holy Spirit by yourself. Do it yourself. Let us pray. I want you to lift your hands to the Lord. Surrender to him. The Bible says, submit yourselves to God. Then resist the enemy.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,